我要先分享一个很短的一个故事。我
I'd like to share a short story with you.
这是跟我后面的分享没有什么具体的关系。
It actually has nothing to do with what I'm going to share with you.
我第一次用中文讲到是在在我们的那个团契，这个团契，这个教会就还没有变成教会，就是团契。
The first time I preached, it was when this church was still just a fellowship.
用中文讲到。
And I preached in Mandarin.
那时候我讲的特别糟糕。
And it was terrible.
那我预备我的那个我所讲的是我预备放式我就要一个字一个字就用中文要写下。
And so as I was preparing my sermon, I had to write down every word that I was going to say.
所以我看我的那个 sermon note, 我就念出这个纸上的那个东西。
So my preaching was reading out of my sermon notes.
我站在前面的时候，我发现我丢了一张啊。
And when I got to the pulpit, I realized that I missed a page.
而这张是在最中间的那个地方。
And it was a page right in the middle.
然后在那讲到那个中间的那个地方的时候。
So by the time when I got to there,
我就自己用我自己的话语来分享。
I had to do it in my own words.
然后后来那个安阿姨。
And so then, Miss Anne.
她讲话是用她很温柔的跟我分享了。
And so she came to me with her very kind feedback.
那她要鼓励我。
She wanted to encourage me.
那她说，这次是你第一次用中文讲到。
This is your first Mandarin sermon.
所以将来就会提高一下。
And you have plenty of room to improve.
可是我要鼓励你讲到的时候。最好的地方就是在中间的那个地方。
But what I want to encourage you is the best part of the sermon was right in the middle.
所以用这个经验来帮助我怎么样预备用中文讲道。
And so this was a great experience in helping me learn how to preach in Chinese.
好，今天要分享我们在中国的事工。
Today I'd like to share with you my ministry in China.
其实我可以先说一下我怎么样对中国有这种呼召。
But first, I would like to briefly share on how I received the calling to go to China.
就是我读大学的时候。
And that was when I was in college.
我大学一年级，我信主。
As a freshman, I became a believer.
而就是一直在心里有这个挣扎。
And so there was a struggle in my heart.
我自己想就是神想要我去国外传福音。
That this thought in my mind that God wanted me to go abroad to preach the gospel.
可是我真的是不是很愿意去。
But I didn't really want to go.
一直到我大学三年级的时候。
Until I was a junior.
那个时候我在学校也是一个校园团契。
And at that time, I was in a campus fellowship.
叫做那个 Campus Crusade for Christ.
And called Campus Crusade for Christ.
中文是什么？学院传道会。OK， 那这个团契是给我一个机会来服侍神。
So this in this.Fellowship, I had the opportunity to serve God.
有一天，我真的很跟神有这种，你可以说用那个圣经的话语来说，是跟神摔跤。
And so one day, I felt a very great wrestling in the words of the Bible with God.
然后我就自己写下一个祷告。
So and I wrote down a prayer.
神，如果你愿意，如果你要我去国外，我愿意去国外。
So I wrote down.God, if you want me to go to another country, I will go.
而我就祷告说，你要带领我去哪里？
And so I asked him in prayer, where are you going to take me?
然后这个做了这个祷告两个礼拜之后的
And 2 weeks after this prayer,
我们校园团契的那个带领我们校园团契的弟兄
The brother who was leading the campus crusade,
他问我你要不要跟我一起去中国
He asked, are you willing to go to China with me?
然后我就在那个 时候我就感觉到这个是真的是神的带领
And so at that time, I really felt that this was God's calling,
他垂听我的祷告
that he heard my prayer.
然后那个是1986年
So that was 1986
1986年是我第一次去中国
That was my first trip to China
那个时候我们先去香港一天然后去上海
First we spent a day in Hong Kong and then we went to Shanghai
在香港的时候那个 我们在团这个我们有大概有一群人大概有100多人
And in Hong Kong, there was a group of about 100 or so people.
我们都是从那个美国的那个校园那个团契。
And we were all Americans who were in Campus Crusade for Christ.
从各个地方来的。
And from every place in America.
其中有一个 ABC, American Born Chinese.
And there was someone who was an American Born Chinese.
他是从加州来的
She was from California
他是去这个那年怎么中文怎么讲那个是1986年1985年呢他也参加这个短宣
And she had also attended the mission trip the year prior
他说我们在香港的时候他说这个不是真正的中国
And so when we were in Hong Kong she told us this is not the real China
那第二天我们去上海
And the second day we went to Shanghai.
那飞机降落的时候是晚上。
And when the plane was touching down, it was at night.
天黑了。
It was dark.
就能看得到几个灯泡。
And you only saw very few lights.
我说哇，这个我们降落的是在那个什么地方。
And so I thought, what kind of place was I going to land in?
结果我们在机场就看到了一个很落后的一个地方。
And So when we touched down, we saw a very rural area.
我们后来我们去我们的学校。
And then we went to the school that we were going to do our missions in.
就发现我们的那个房间没有空调。
We found that our rooms had no air conditioning.
那个夏天在上海非常热。
And it was very, very hot. It is very, very hot in the summer in Shanghai.
那个时候我21岁。
At the time, I was 21 years old.
是我第一次过了一个夏天没有用空调。
That was my first summer without air conditioning.
所以这个是真的是很 suffering for Jesus.
So that was my first taste of suffering for Jesus.
那个时候我们有一些机会跟那个大学里面的那个学生可以传福音。
So we had some chance to preach the gospel to the students there.
从那个短宣之后我就知道神的呼召就是他要我去中国服事
From that point on I knew that God was calling me to serve him in China
在不同的阶段我就比较清晰的可以发现在哪一个方面神要我在中国服事
And over the years I gradually discovered in what areas God was calling me to serve in China
在这边有职堂的经验
I got the experience to plant a church here.
有神学的那个学位。
And I received my theology degree here.
在这边和玛丽兰有那个校园的那个服事的经验。
And here and in Maryland, I had the experience of serving campus.
在玛丽兰，我们的那个团契。
The fellowship that we had in Maryland.
虽然就是团契，可是就像我牧养这些人。
Even though it was just a fellowship, I still was able to minister to these people.
所以在这个从这个经验，神真的是带领我，到了那个2010年的。
And so because of this, that God has led me to 2010.
我忘记讲了很重要的一件事情。
And there's one thing I did forget to mention.
我的妻子。
My wife.
从我第二次去中国是去那个河南。
My second trip to China was to Hunan.
那是九一到九三年的。
That was 1991 to 1993.
那段时间我有机会跟家庭教会接触。
At that time, I had opportunity to encounter the house church.
家庭教会的是在农村的那个家庭教会。
And this was a very rural house church out in the farmlands.
那个河南的那个家庭教会的那个团队是很大的一个团队。
And it was a very large fellowship there in Hunan.
现在在中国各个地方有这个团队的那个同工。
And workers in Christ who came out of that fellowship all over China now.
那段时间我就能看得到中国的家庭教会的情况是怎么样。
And it was at that time I got to see for myself what the situation was for the house church in China.
从河南1993年回到美国。
And when I returned to America in 1993,
我见过我的太太。还没有结婚啊、oh, 见过吴慧兰见
I met my wife on、yeah. my way back.
她是在美国的一个大学刚刚毕业。
She had just graduated from an American college.
然后在那个 Washington DC 的那个郊区工作。
And she was working in the Washington DC area.
我发现她对中国也有负担。
And I saw that she also had a burden for China.
所以呢，我们开始谈恋爱的时候
，So when we were still dating,
神就是很清楚的带领我们就是要结婚。
And I felt a very clear leading that God was bringing us together so we could get married.
结婚之后要服侍神。
And then to serve God together.
在中国。
In China.
可是这个我们不知道是到底是哪一段时间要去。
But at that time we were not yet clear on when we would be going.
所以那个我们结婚是1996年。
So we were married in 1996.
然后2010年我们才去中国。
So, but we didn't go to China until 2010.
在96年到2010年，神给我们预备。
And God prepared us.During that time.
而这个预备是非常重要的。
And it was very important.
我们2010年，我已经有比较清晰的一个意向。
Because by 2010, my vision was a little bit more clear.
我要先去中国的，我现在不是说我具体的那个地方，可是我就可以讲我们去的那个是中国的那个西南部的。
I felt a very clear calling to southeastern China, and I would like to keep confidential the exact location, but I can tell you that much.
在这个地方，我们已经认识一些同工。
Because we had gotten to know some brothers and sisters from that area.
我们到了我们的城市的时候。
And when we got to our destination.
就开始跟这些家庭教会的牧师有接触。
We began to be in contact with the leaders of these house churches.
而且是问他们这边的需要是什么。
And we began to get to know what sort of needs they had.
就过了一段时间，我们都发现神给我们三位不同的那个角色。
And I realized very quickly that God gave us three very distinct roles.
我们有不同，每一个人有不同的恩赐。
Because each of us had very different gifts.
然后我们在一起可以做神的，可以一起合作，可以一起同工。
And we could work together.
第一件事情是他们说想要我帮助他们开拓一个神学院。
First, they wanted me to help them to start a seminary.
我从来没有开拓一个神学院。
I have never opened a seminary before.
所以我不知道怎么做。
I didn't know what to do.
可是我很高兴。
But I was very happy.
我很想要做。
Because I really wanted to do it.
所以我们就慢慢一步一步做这件事情。
So we began to do the work of starting a seminary step by step.
我最感动我就是我发现那边的家庭教会 的那个是维生这个施工。
What touched me the most was how dedicated the house churches was to this ministry.
我们神学院的那个预算是65%是当地的本地的家庭教会的奉献。
65% of our seminary's budget came out of the offerings of the house church.
所以他们要跟我合作的不是因为他们想要老外的钱。
They worked with me not because they wanted money from the foreigner.
是因为是神的计划。
But because it was God's plan.
所以我们非常感谢神。
So we are very thankful to God.
另外一件事情就是安利牧师的那个施工。
Another thing was the ministry of ordaining minister, pastors.
那个一个家庭教会的牧师，他是想用他是说。可不可以用你们长老会的方式来给我们安利
？So he asked me, would it be possible to ordain ministers according to the rites and rituals of the Presbyterian Church?
这是需要笔试考试。
And for a Presbyterian to become a pastor, he would have to pass a written test.
有不只是一个，就是好几卷。
And not just one test, but many.
然后要写一篇文章
and to also had to write a paper
要讲道
yeah, to preach
然后要一个面试
and also an interview
然后就才可以被安利
and it is only after he's passed through all of those hurdles that he can be a pastor
那我说你有没有确定
and I said are you sure?
结果他说我确定了
yes, I'm very sure.
我们把所有的那个考试翻成中文的时候就给他
so as soon as we were able to we translated all of the test material into Chinese to give to him
也是给他一个中文的那个预备手册
and we gave him a Chinese preparatory booklet
然后他就只有一个月的时间预备
and he only had 1 month to prepare all of this
后来我们发现我问师母他的太太这段时间怎么样
So I asked his wife how this process was for him
他说那个有一点紧张
She said, oh, we were a little nervous
可是感谢神这个牧师考过
But thank God he was able to pass
他被安利
And he was ordained
所以那个就变成我们按摩团的其中一个按摩团的一个牧师本地的牧师
So he was able to be an ordaining pastor for the local church that was in the area.
原来的那个按牧团是包括那个陈彪牧师，还有我，还有两位，一个是天帕教会的刘军舰牧师，还有。
The original ordaining group was composed of Pastor Biao, myself, and Pastor Liu from the Tampa Church.
还有另外一个就是柴牧师从。Virginia 的那个华人教会
and Pastor Tsai from the Virginia Chinese Church
然后这个教会的牧师这是第一年2011年的第二年是2012年的我们安利两位牧师
and so he was the first pastor that was ordained in 2001 in 2002 we ordained two pastors
2011年
2011
然后2012年我只按你两位牧师还有从长春来的几位他们要被长老资格的那个考试
and then so 2012 I'm prepared to ordain two ministers and then there are several others who are in preparing for to take the exams
那今年十月底也是要几个牧师被要考试
And this year, several pastors are taking the candidacy exams.
所以感谢神，神在预备他的教会的那个带领教会的一些牧师。
So I thank God that He is equipping the leaders of His church.
在我们的神学院现在有65个学生。
We now have 65 students in our seminary.
大部分是从我们那个城市来的。
And most of them are from the markets that we serve.
就是我们城市我们的 city
oh sorry city
然后那个 其他的大概有四分之一是从外地来的一些地方。
And about a fourth of our student body is from outside the city that we serve.
我们有三个不同的，我们有两个学位，一个是硕士，一个是学士的学位。
We have two degrees. One is a bachelor's degree and one is a master's degree.
然后有证书。
And we have certificates as well.
那这个大学，这个神学院的不是政府认同的一个神学院。
And the seminary is not one that is certified by the government.
所以我们将来要讨论怎么样认同这个神学院。
And so in the future we're in discussion about how do we validate our pastor's degrees.
现在那个学生其中有65个，大概差不多一半是全职的那个学生。
And of our 65 students, about half are full-time students.
这些学生都是在教会服事。
And these students are also serving in the church.
有些是牧师，有些是执事。
Some are pastors, some are deacons.
然后那个其他的都是在教会的在这证书班的那个学生是兼职的学生。
And the students in our certification class are all part-times.
他们在也是在教会服事。
They also serve in the church.
所以我们非常感谢神给我们这个机会。我们在中国三年，虽然在中国三年。
So I thank God very much for the opportunities God has given me, because even though we've only been there for 3 years,
神就是第一个是让我们认识本地的一些教会的牧师。
The first thing he allowed us to do was to get us acquainted with the pastors of the church.
然后这些牧师有影响力。
And these were pastors with influence.
然后就能够我们三个人在一起可以做这些事情。
And the three of us together, we can do all of these things.
其实如果不是神的灵在预备在做，我们绝对不可以做。
And if it were not for the Spirit of God at work and doing the preparations, we could. This was impossible for us to do.
我们当然也还有其他的人在神学院还和按摩团就是服侍。他们的那个服事也是非常重要的。
We also have many others who are serving in the seminary and in the ordaining group who are doing very important work.
所以弟兄姐妹们我要问你们可不可以继续为我们的事工祷告。
So I ask you, brothers and sisters, would you please continue to pray for our ministry?
现在我可以差不多讲完我可以问大家有没有我太太有一个，她举手。
And so now I'm about wrapped up. So do you have any questions? And I guess my wife has one.
对 ，Yeah， 我太太提醒我，我们有另外一个就是陈彪牧师和另外北美的华人牧师一个叫王义乐，一个叫刘启峰。
Pastor Biao and two other North American pastors.
他们参与一个很重要的事工。
They are part of a very important ministry.
我们的城市的牧师和我也是参加这个事工。
And myself and the pastors in my city are also part of this ministry.
先给你一些背景好不好
？Let me give you a little bit of background.
在2010年，18个家庭教会的牧师要参加那个南非的罗山会议。
In 2010, there were 18 leaders of house churches that wanted to attend the Lausanne meeting that was in Africa.
其实总共有从中国来的那个有250个。
Actually, there were 250.Co-workers who were coming from China.
可是其中有18个要参加一些培训，在美国的培训。
But specifically, 18 of them were hoping to be able to attend more intense training.
这个培训跟洛桑没有什么具体的关系。
And it was not really directly related to the Lausanne conference.
这些人他们2010年来美国的纽约城市。
They arrived in New York in 2010.
他们住纽约一个月。
They lived in New York for a month.
在当时他们参加每天的那个培训班。
And they were trained for every day for that month.
这个培训班是在纽约城市的那个救赎主教会。
And this was taking place in New York's Redeemer Church.
救赎主教会是有这种施工，是帮助和给一些人培训来怎么样职堂。
The Redeemer Church has a ministry that trains people and teaches them how to plant churches.
但这些十八个人的家庭教会的牧师，其中有三位。
And of these 18, there were three of them.
或者可以说是三个教会。
And that were leading three different churches.
这些人他们纽约培训班之后的，想要继续用这些他们所学的来在中国职堂。
They wanted to take what they learned to plant churches in China.
这个三个教会就变成我们的核心同工。
So these three churches became our core co-workers.
他们原来的计划是要做一个全国的一个职堂运动。
They wanted to start a national church planting movement.
那后来这个这些人跟那个陈彪牧师、刘奇峰还有王义乐，他们就把这个扩展，这个就变成很多很多教会。
And then this, along with Chen Biao and the other two pastors, became a movement that spread out that built more and more churches.
很多那个现在我们有28个不同的城市参与这个，你可以说运动。
And so now there are 28 cities that have people that are part of this, I guess, movement.
我们五月底在香港开会。
We had a meeting in the end of May.
在这个开会里面，我们有180个人。
We had 180 people in attendance.
28个不同的城市。
Representing 28 cities.
80几个不同的教会。
And 80 something churches.
这个叫做恩典城市福音运动。
So we call it the Grace City Movement.
这个不是基本上可以说不是一个职堂运动。
This technically isn't a church planting movement.
这是一个福音的运动。
But a gospel movement.
因为救赎主教会的那个他们的培训，从他们开始培训的要学习什么是福音。
Because part of the training that Redeemer Church offers starts with what is the gospel.
然后就把这个福音，我们很多人信主之后的，他们以为这个福音我理解，福音是传给别人的。可是他们说福音不只是传给别人的一个好消息，也是天天要提醒我自己的一个好消息。
But what a lot of people when they become believers, they think, oh yeah.You know, I'm a Christian. I have the gospel. The gospel's great. We should spread it out to other people. But what the Redeemer Church reminds us is that the gospel is something we need to live out daily in our own lives as well.
所以这个恩典城市福音运动是从恩典和那个福音就开始植堂。
And so, Grace City is a movement that.Builds churches starting on the foundation of grace and the gospel.
所以那个这个福音运动是，也是让很多家庭教会能够有接触，能够互相帮忙，能够彼此分享不同的那个资料。
And so this is a movement where the where different house churches can help each other.And share different information experiences with each other.
现在在中国很多家庭教会的一个很大的一个问题就是家庭教会没有跟其他的教会 有来往，没有机会来彼此学习、彼此分享、彼此支持。
One of the big problems of the house church right now is that they don't have the opportunity to communicate with each other, with other churches, to share each other's experiences, to support one another, to encourage one another.
所以这个恩典城市福音运动是给这些家庭教会这个机会。
And the Grace City movement is something that is helping these churches connect with each other.
好，谢谢。
Yeah, thank you very much.
如果有一些问题可以问。
If you have any questions, I'd like to open it to you guys now.
那几点结束
？Or we can, I guess we can wrap up.
还有十五分钟。
Oh, there's
15 minutes. 15 minutes. OK. 好，有没有问题
？Is there any questions?
你可以猜的，我在不同的教会分享的时候，经常有一个问题是大家问我，第一个问题是什么
？If you guys were to guess, what's the number one question I always get asked whenever I share my story with any church?
你怎么学中文？你在哪里学中文
？The question I always get asked is, how did you learn to speak Chinese?
可是没有人问，所以我们不能。
But nobody ever asked me, so I've never thought of an answer.
要告诉你 ，OK， 好。其实那个我在中国学中文的时候，就是比较上课的那种方式。
When I was learning Chinese in China, it was more just sitting in class.
可是那个。在做这边和马里兰做校园施工，我是要抓住机会用中文分享福音。
But it was really the work that I did here in Florida and in Maryland where I was sharing the gospel in Chinese.
所以我真的是感谢不同的华人教会给我机会来让我讲道啊和带领查经。
So I am very thankful that there were many Chinese churches who were willing to let me preach and share the gospel in Chinese.
我开始讲道的时候，我觉得那个听我讲道的人就是 suffering for Jesus.
So when I truly feel that when people have to listen to me preach in Chinese, that is truly 为耶稣受苦。
好，还有没有其他问题
？Are there any other questions?
问题是我们是不是什么时候回去？我们下礼拜四回去。
We're going back next Thursday.
下一步就是在神学院这些方面，就是也是要考虑要认同神学院的认同的那个问题，然后呢。
And so the next step is to consider the problem of officially certifying our school.
然后那个在按摩团的那个事情就是我们有十月底有这个更多的人要被按摩。
And the next step for our ordaining pastors is that we're looking to ordain another group of pastors this upcoming October.
最近我们发现在不同的地方的人他们想要参与这个要考试要考那个按摩的考试。
We've heard of the news that many people, there are many candidates who want to take the exams.
这些人是东北啊东部啊还有南部的这些人。
And there are people from the,Northeastern, Eastern, and Southern parts of China.
所以那个这个是我们要考虑怎么做。
So we have to consider how the logistics of that.
Aye.
。So how do your three children go to school when they're in China?
我们老大13岁，老二11岁，他们 过去三年就是在那个我们城市的那个国际学校。
My oldest son is 13, my second son is 11, and they're in the
international school.
Oh, okay, the international school, the city that we live in.
然后我那个老幺是他是怎么样？他本来是在一个幼儿园。
And my youngest was originally in a kindergarten.
这是本地的一个幼儿园。
It was a local kindergarten.
现在我们的计划是因为他是小学一年级的，他是可能半天上本地的学校，半天是妈妈给他homeschool.
So the current plan is to have her spend a half day at the school and then a half day homeschooled by mom.
是不是 ？OK， 好。
So what kind of certification are you looking to get for your seminary?
现在那举个例子，现在我们这边有几个人去那个 RTS Reformed Theological Seminary 在 Oviedo， 他们认同就是sorry.
So yeah, certification is that so that you know our students can get credit hours if they're going to other seminaries, such as coming to RTS.
不是这个意思，我的意思是举个例子，就是用 RTS， 比如说如果你去 RTS， 这个 RTS 有这个有一些认同的，而这个认同是一个就可以说是一个认证。
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, accreditation.
Yeah.
The accreditation process, basically, you know, they can take the certificate they have from us and have itacknowledged as classes that they have taken by other schools.
而这是一种标准的，大家都知道这个学校有这个有一个基本的那个标准。
This is a standardization process that guarantees that our seminary meets a certain minimum standard of quality.
后面。
Is it an accreditation?
这是一个很大的问题，因为家庭教会是在政府的眼中是不是合法的，所以这个
this is a very big problem because the house church is not legal in the eyes of the government.
They didn't understand the accreditation system.
Yeah. Go ahead.
在美国的这个教育系统里面有两种，一种是你的学位，我们通称野鸡大学。
The accreditation process, as it works, basically, I'm sure all of you have heard the term fly-by-night school, right? So a school, an accredited school, has authorization from whomever to teach a certain curriculum.And so accreditation is a group of people, not necessarily the government, just as long as it's a group of people that acknowledges that if you have a degree that says you have a degree in X, then that means you know X things.It's that's what the accreditation process is.
回来。这个认证的那个问题是很大，因为在中国，如果不是属于政府的一个团队啊，或者是一个局部，你不能认证任何一个 system 或者一个教育的那个大学、小学这样子的。
Right now, accreditation is a very big problem for us because we're not a part of the government, and so therefore we are technically not allowed to have any kind of education system at any level.
现在在中国有一些神学院，他们就找一些国外的那个认证的那个机构，就是所以他们用这种方式。
Some seminaries in China now are being accredited by foreign accreditation groups.
可是这个在政府的眼中也是有问题。
But this is still problematic in the eyes of the government.
中央政府最讨厌的是老外在中国做一些事情。
Because you know what the government hates the most is for these foreign investors to come in and do things that.
所以我在那个神学院的那个我的那个角色我的那个 position 不是 president， 不是院长。
So I am not the president of the seminary.
我是那个教务部的那个那个 dean of academics.
我是教务主任。
谢谢。好，还有没有问题
？Is there any other questions?
啊。你
现在在中，你现在在中国的服侍最大的挑战是什么？
可以说是现在在中国有。有一些那个从美国来的那个宣教师要负责他们要可是也是他们在不同的地方所以要牧养他们要带领他们然后要照顾他们
So we often have visiting pastors from overseas.So, you know, we have to take care of them, we have to minister to them, and of course we have to keep them safe.
这些人都是住在中国。
And they're all living in China.
然后另外一个就是在我们的城市是空气污染。
The biggest problem in my city right now is air pollution.
所以这是本地人和那个和那个从外地来的那些人，他们都是要面对这个问题。
So, and this is a problem that both the residents and the visitors have to deal with.
好，还有没有问题
？Any other questions?
时间差不多了，
I think we're probably running out of time.
好，谢谢各位。
Thank you very much.
Thank you.